Well, we find this threat very, very curious. I say very, very curious because we had an arrangement, in fact, an agreement with all the political parties that the card reader is going to be deployed to accredit voters on election day. We also had an agreement with them that except a voter on election day presents himself with a permanent voter card, he will not be allowed to vote in the election. And this particular agreement informed the guidelines for the elections, which we published in January. And before we published these guidelines, we circulated the guidelines to all the political parties for their inputs. And after they had made their inputs, we now published these guidelines and circulated them nationwide. So we find it very curious that these political parties at the 11th hour will now make an about face in respect of the card reader, which we had demonstrated to them severally, and which we had carried mock elections. We find it, like I said, very curious that they should take this position, because it is not in agreement. It is not in concert with the agreement that we entered with all the political parties.
How is the Electoral Commission, in this case, how is INEC going to resolve this stalemate, since they are threatening to boycott this election, which some people suggest could undermine the credibility of the vote if they put that to question about raising concerns about this card readers? How do you intend resolving this stalemate?
We do not see it as a stalemate as such, in the sense that we have demonstrated these same card readers to the members of the Senate, and they were very satisfied with the performance of the card readers. And we are confident, given the kinds of tests we had carried out before and mock elections that we had carried out using the card readers, that stakeholders in the process will see for themselves how these card readers work and how the card readers will add value to the electoral process. And how, in fact, at the end of the day, the same parties that are threatening to boycott the elections because of the card readers will be defeated in the court of public opinion.
They stressed that the card reader was programmed for particular polling booths. They regret that so far that has not been the case. They are raising concerns about the efficiency of the card to really function as it's supposed to.
The card readers are very, very efficient and versatile and functional. Not only that, the ones we have tested have worked almost 90-something percent over 100. And the truth of the matter also is that when you want to deploy the card reader, you will now configure it to the polling unit where it is going to be used. And we explain to them that in some instances where we demonstrated to them, we had not configured the card readers to the polling units. And that is why in those cases, it took like 1 to 2 minutes to accredit the voter. But in an instance where the card reader has been configured for a particular polling unit, it takes seconds to accredit a voter. And we explained all this to them. We have given them a lot of literature concerning the card reader, how it works and its features. And that is why I keep reiterating that it is curious that at this 11th hour, these political parties should make an about face on the basis that the card readers are going to marginalize voters. Rather than marginalize voters, what the card readers are going to do is to accredit all the voters that have permanent voter cards. And if you don't have a permanent voter card on election day, the card reader will show that the card reader is not an ex card reader, or it is not a genuine one, or it is not your own, or if it is your own, it will verify and authenticate you and, you know, facilitate your voting on election day. So there are no obstacles, there are no hurdles at all.
How do you intend to resolve these concerns that they have? Are you going to meet them? How soon are you going to meet them to try
yes,
to...
We before the elections, we'll still engage with them. We have always engaged with them before the elections, we had a structured engagement with them after every quarter. Now, as the elections approached, we now increase the frequency of the engagement to once a month. And as the elections have even approached even closer, we engage with them on a nearly weekly basis. And as issues arise and concerns are voiced, we invite them and discuss with them. And certainly, we are going to do the same in respect of the card reader so that we assuage whatever anxieties that they might have.